cases in the first 3 months of this year compared with the average number seen in the first 3 months of the previous 3 years. National vaccination rates, those rates are well below where they should be. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some brighter days ahead. A great weekend forecast. Today, a transitional day, windy at times, cooler, well, the high near 70. Clouds will dominate most of the time through tonight. Low tonight down to about 50. Tomorrow, Friday, nice start to a great weekend. Lots of sunshine, high 71. We'll be teasing 80 degrees Saturday, near 83 Sunday with more sunshine. Beautiful weekend. Mid-80s are back on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
The Alabama Ethics Commissioner has resigned from his position after a conflict was pointed out by the sponsor of a bill that changes Alabama ethics laws. Stan McDonald announced his resignation as Ethics Commissioner this week after State Representative Matt Simpson said that McDonald broke current ethics laws by contributing to political candidates. McDonald says he's stepping down in order to own up to his actions, even though he says the breach of those ethics laws were unintentional. This whole issue started last week on the radio when McDonald was a guest on FM Talk 106.5 Automobile, and he lambasted Simpson for his proposed changes to state ethics laws. Simpson responded later that same day on radio to McDonald's comments by pointing out that existing ethic laws show him in violation for partisan political activity and contributions. McDonald did not deny his engagement in those activities and says his resignation is called doing the right thing. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and when I need the news and I need it fast, I turn to Andrea Tice and the Daily Detail. On my way in, it is the most convenient, best way for me to digest what's going on so that I can use it for our show. She tells you what's going on in Alabama that day, first and fast. So listen to the Daily Detail with Andrea Tice. Don't miss out.
The Daily Detail is available wherever podcasts are found.
A crash of a Department of Corrections van in Tallapoosa County has killed two inmates and injured five others. The van crashed in Dadeville on Wednesday. Willie Creighton and Bruce Clements are identified as the inmates who died from injuries sustained in that crash. The van was headed to the Alex City Community-Based Facility. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung.
Young at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $2,953 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with $3,638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number P800214, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
I think I'm a very stable genius.
Stop playing with it.
It's not just about sex.
Shut up, silly woman.
You're going to cough, please.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
I got hairy legs.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. Now, let's get into a little Alabama news, shall we?
All right, I got something, too.
Oh, you go first, then.
Well, I just pulled it up. It looks like a dealership in Arab, Alabama, is missing $1.2 million worth of vehicles that were stolen from the dealership.
Wow.
I don't know how that's done.
How do you do that?
I guess you've got to
You take one of the trucks that transport the cars.
That's what I thought. It'd be the easy way, right?
But it'd be easy to spot.
I think they drive through the dealership window, wherever the keys are, they access that, and they just start.
Because you just have enough people to take them
all. Yeah, you got 15 or 30 people. Yeah. And
it's quite a heist.
I see it. Well, I've seen now on YouTube several times people are kind of doing
this. When does a heist go from, like, that's an awful criminal deed to, like, that's really freaking cool that y'all pulled that off? Hmm. Is it a monetary level? Or is it like overcame security in a particular way?
Also depends on as long as only the man gets hurt. Only the man takes the hit. Like, say money is stolen or jewelry is stolen. Well, a lot of that money or jewelry stolen for someone. Well, that tells me they could afford, they had insurance, and they could take the hit. I don't feel so bad.
Oh, I thought you were going to make this a men versus women thing.
No.
The way you said it, when the man
takes the hit. Like,
stick it to the man. Yeah. Like the big,
the bank. To say a bank robbery.
Right, so
I don't feel any guilt towards a bank robbery.
So when Target was, looted.
Could care less.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially after going through there. And, yeah.
See, but that's still, like, looting to me isn't all that impressive. Now, documenting looting, do you remember that one video from the George Floyd summer where the guy was videoing people coming out of Target? He's like, what did you get?
The OJ stuff.
Dude,
I remember that. That was some of the first open looting I'd ever seen. I was like, at first it was kind of exciting, and then I kind of see
now,
what's happening.
Rodney King happened before OJ or after?
Before.
Right before. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then so OJ's sort of right on the heels of that, right? Yeah.
And with Rodney King, you remember I can't remember the guy, I don't mean any disrespect, I can't remember the truck driver's name, but he got pulled out of the truck
and took
a fire extinguisher and bashed him in the head with it. Dude still got a dent in his head.
Mm-hmm. And then people always bring up the Koreans on the rooftops with their AKs.
Okay. See me? If Eddie was Korean, that's where Eddie would be. I don't see an issue with that. I'm protecting my business.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the looting.
So an Arab,
yeah,
$1.2 million.
$1.2 million.
That's a lot of cars, man. Well, because what type of dealership was this? A Rolls Royce spot in Arab?
No, I got to figure it was. They got 300 keys. They got to the service bay with
That starts to add up.
300 keys.
Yeah, and if some vehicles. Well, yeah, now trucks, SUVs are getting into the 40, 50, 60
grand. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say, a $50,000 car. Now, right. I don't understand, and I'm not trying to put this out there, but if you're ever going to steal vehicles, why not do it from the manufacturer where there's no paperwork has yet been filed yet? Hello? Don't understand that.
Some reason I just heard everything you just said in a Korean accent. Oh. And it was very funny to me. Very funny.
That's
indeed.
The way you heard it, not the way I said it.
Nope, not how you said it. It's how I heard it, though. But, we didn't get into this in deep detail. I did discuss it some with Jeff Poore as it was going on. So last week, Jeff Poore had on, I believe also Phil Williams up in Huntsville had this guy on, Ethics Commissioner Stan McDonald. And he was really lambasting the work of Matt Simpson, who's in the southern part of the state, who's trying to do reform to the ethics laws. Also, of course, the Attorney General of this great state, mm-hmm. Steve Marshall, has come out against this change in the ethics laws. But Stan McDonald was really forceful. And then Matt Simpson was on Sean Sullivan's show right after Jeff Poore and essentially said, hey, Stan McDonald needs to know the law better. He's been donating to political campaigns. That's a felony.
Ooh, that's, yeah.
You can't do that as an ethics commissioner.
Illegal at all.
So, I'm not going to read it, but I have to say, it's one of the most genuine apologies I've heard in a while. The man, Stan McDonald, put it in writing. He apologized to everybody. He said, I still have my disagreements about the law, but I'm so sorry the way I handled myself this past week. It was actually a rare moment in politics where somebody, it was a true apology.
That was my next question, because we are talking about politicians. So.
Because you also get the folks who go, I apologize, I take full responsibility for this, and then nothing happens, right?
Yes.
They keep their jobs and all this stuff. Well, here's the news. Ethics Commissioner Stan McDonald resigns.
Now, that's interesting.
So maybe he genuinely was
stands by his convictions.
Well, and realized, oh, damn, I really stepped it in here. I was kind of acting like an ass, and
I know it sounds crazy, but I have more respect for someone like that.
Well, and that was my sense. Is like, what are these two grown men like yelling at each other? And McDonald's more doing the yelling than there's one point during the interview you couldn't even understand him. He's on my brother. I'm like, been there, dude. You're not Alex Jones. I've seen your hernia. Mm-hmm. But then he's resigned now after publishing a public apology the same day.
See, I, again, don't know very much about it all, but for some reason I have much more respect that he did that. And better than some of the Koreans, they'll apologize and then go jump out a window.
Yeah. I'm just checking 1819 News to see the latest coming out.
Huh? Anything good?
Pansexual non-binary Irondale man arrested for explosive device left outside AG's office.
I meant to ask you about that
this
morning.
Is linked to far-left Antifa movement.
I meant to ask you about that this morning, Joe. Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because we heard the story mm-hmm. a long time ago.
Yeah, they did. It happened on a Friday. We heard about it on a Monday.
26 years old, charged with two felonies of malicious damage by explosives and one count of possession of an unregistered destructive device. Wait, you can have registered destructive devices?
I think that's how you get busted, when you go to register the destructive device.
Wait, but you can, own C4, right?
You can own terror.
You own a rocket launcher? Grenade launcher?
If you have a special license, you can.
Like a man pad? Like shoulder fire?
Right, shoulder rockets? Fire missile?
Is it okay I have a javelin in the garage back?
I inherited it. I didn't buy it. I inherited it. So that makes it okay.
I'm in Goodwill, one of the executives of Lockheed. This is how I got my hands on one. Just a prototype, but still be careful with it.
Well, you buy the flamethrower.
But apparently the device was found at 3, almost 4 in the morning, 3:42 a.m., mm-hmm. outside the AG's office here in Montgomery. According to court documents, the device was a coffee container-like vessel that contained insulation material soaked in gasoline or lighter fluid substance, a mortar, firecrackers, and nails. Oh, damn. That's like a napalm dirty bomb.
Just trying to maim somebody really good.
That's pretty awful.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's not a property damage. That's a personal. Trying to damage someone personally.
That would maim somebody. Yeah, that would kill somebody.
It would cause a lot of pain, amputation, things like that.
Jonathan Ross, acting U.S. attorney, said in court documents filed this week, investigators were able to identify Calvert by stickers he placed on buildings at or near the scene of the attempted bombing that espouses various far-left terrorist sympathies.
Hmm.
The stickers placed on state buildings depicted different graphics advocating for various political ideologies. Some included the phrase, support your local Antifa, or Antifa. Antifa does not describe a particular group, Caleb Taylor writing this up for 1819 News, but rather describes individuals who adhere to what they consider as anti-fascist beliefs. The term Antifa is often associated with anarchist violent extremists, individuals who, in addition to holding anti-fascist beliefs, are also opposed to capitalism and the current form of U.S. government and who advocate violence to achieve their goals. That is actually from the briefing right there.
So they are just writing it up as he was just
An
Antifa-type soldier and trying to make some noise.
Okay. According to court documents, stickers identified as being placed on state buildings, which also match the stickers held by Calvert in social media videos, include an Antifa logo superimposed over a rainbow flag background with the words anti-fascism is community self-defense, a black and white image of a masked individual wearing a baseball bat and holding a flag which read abolish private property, two red roses superimposed over the globe with words everything for everyone. Well, it'll never work out quite that way, fellas. A purple colored sticker with a masked face inside of a female pictogram. The words at the top of the sticker read, feminist action. A white sticker with black text of an elderly individual holding an AK-47 rifle and the words, arm the homeless. So, all right.
I don't know. I don't understand how these...
And if you want to read this for yourself, again, it's on the top of 1819news.com. Again, written up by Caleb Taylor. Who's a man's man. We need to get him on the show.
Bring him on.
I mean, he makes me feel like just namby-pamby.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to say something else. But
really? That soft, huh?
Yeah. No, wow. He's just a serious fella. And only he's a big guy, too.
Burly guy?
Yeah, tall.
How's his knees?
I don't know. It's probably better than yours after I get done with you. I get to work with you, brother.
Whenever you have a big guy, first thing you're going to look at, check out his knees. And I'm going to give you another tip. If he's got ears that look like cauliflower, don't mess with him.
Well, and honestly, at the end of the day, I'm seeing a video here. There are a lot of folks, I think, who are just lost souls.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, he was associated with the Trevor Project, describes itself as the largest suicide prevention organization. And for LGBTQ young people in the U.S., he described himself as pansexual. Now, I think there are a lot of folks who are struggling with meaning these days. Who isn't, honestly?
We have a huge mental health crisis here, and not just in Alabama, but in the United States in general. And a lot of people, like you said, they just feel lost. They're just lost. Lost souls.
Well, clicking on that, I didn't know... That would be the latest at 1819 News. But again, folks, that is describing the person who left a bomb, and a pretty serious bomb. Thank God it didn't actually go off with people around. Whew. Hey, how about this?
What?
Let's hit a break, and we'll come back.
Okay.
Reset the table here.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
To argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters. But then I had Leaf Filter Gutter Protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture. A company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com. To learn more, subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Something of value that they brought to the table.
I got words.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey, he's Eddie. Our number, 334-272-9228. That's 334-272-9228. And, let's check in on the news here. Oh, O.J. Simpson. He passed away today at the age of 76.
76, huh?
Yeah.
How many of those years were spent in prison? How much do you reckon he did? I don't know off the top of my head. I'm gonna
because
say
he ended up for that burglary, right?
Right, that's what...
He tried to steal back his own memorabilia or something?
You can't do that. Just because you earned it don't mean it's yours.
But if it's actually yours, like, maybe you should, like, pursue it on the up and up.
Or it could have been I sold it to you.
Right.
And now somebody else has it.
Okay, so do you want to read some of the 42 questions that, you know, this Stormy Daniels case that's being...
42?
There are 42 questions potential jurors had to answer.
I only want to have, like, a couple questions. Are you married? How do you feel about people cheating on spouses?
Well, some of these are standards. Without telling us your address, what neighborhood do you live in? Upper East, Lower West, Inwood?
What do you do for a living?
How does that matter?
How long have you been doing that? Who are you current? Who's your current employer? What is your educational background?
No.
No, but these are pretty standard for a jury form, though, Eddie. Are you married?
Nobody's business.
Well, the employer part is definitely part of it.
Why? So you can go back to my employer and tell them how I...
No, to be like, we might seize your employee against their will. You have to pay them still. It's sort of stuff like that. Right.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean.
Yep.
Are you married? If you are married, you're living with another adult. What does that person do for a living? What do you like to do in your spare time, Eddie?
None of your business.
Do you participate in any organizations or advocacy groups?
None of your business.
I don't think you're getting on the jury. Have you ever served on a jury before?
No, they won't ever accept me because I answer questions like none of your business.
Which of the following print publications, cable or network programs, or online media, such as websites, blogs, or social media platforms, do you visit, read, or watch? And they list like New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, New York Post, New York Daily News, Newsday, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, X, True Social.
None of your business.
Do you listen to or watch podcasts? If so, which ones?
Kill Tony.
Have you ever been a victim of a crime, you or a close relative? Have you, a relative or a close friend, ever been employed by a federal, state, or local government, including but not limited to the state of New York? Have you or a relative or close friend ever had any education, training, or work experience in the legal field? Yeah, they don't want some lawyer getting in there messing around with their jury. Have you, a relative or a close friend, ever been accused or convicted of a crime? Do you have any political, moral, intellectual, religious beliefs or opinions that might prevent you from following the court's instructions?
Yes. You ain't getting a jury for this, man.
Have you ever read Murray Rothbard?
They're just not going to get one, Joey.
Do you have a health condition that might interfere with your ability to participate in the jury?
Narcolepsy.
And then some of these are just timing. Yeah.
You're so not going to get a jury.
This is a
have
long
you ever been
list.
Convicted? All right, let's say
you... Have you ever considered yourself a supporter of or belong to any of the following? The QAnon movement.
I know what you're talking about.
Proud Boys.
Who's that?
Oath Keepers. Three Percenters. Boogaloo Boys.
Boogaloo Boys.
Antifa. Or Antifa.
What about the Boy Scouts? Say on there.
Do you have any feelings of opinions? That's how it's actually worded. Do you have any feelings of opinions about how Mr. Trump is being treated in this case?
What's that got...
Do you have any strong opinions or firmly held beliefs about former President Donald Trump or the fact that he's currently a candidate for president that would interfere with you being an impartial juror? Have you ever listened to any of the following books or read any of the podcasts by Michael Cohn? Man, it's a little intrusive, I have to admit. Oh, there's a picture of Trump and Stormy Daniels. Man, those bazoombas are obviously fake. That's just too big on her frame. She must have back problems. I told Judge Knapp to his face Tuesday. Like, if they put Trump in prison or jail over this country's going to go nuts. This is absolutely absurd.
Honestly, and we joke about it, but that's one of my concerns is because it hasn't stopped. It just keeps going, and so many of us are saying, you better not do this, you better not do that, and it's happening.
Yeah, happening over and over and over again. Now, we mentioned at the top of the show some new studies coming out, and one is a landmark study. This is from the Daily Signal. Landmark study reveals transgender kids actually have other mental health diagnoses instead. Yeah. Now, this is fresh off the heels of the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics announcing it would not allow transgender-identified men to compete in women's athletics. That's the small... No, NCAA.
Right. That's what they're going to start referring
to. This is the smaller one.
Yeah.
But there is a new study from British pediatrician Dr. Hilary Cass confirms what we've always known. Children presenting with sudden-onset gender dysphoria are actually suffering from other mental health diagnoses, not true gender dysphoria. Her research debunks the gender ideologue's frequent talking point that the imposition of medical gender-affirming care on mentally ill children is not only necessary but life-saving. Cass's research instead reveals that children who think they are transgender disproportionately have mental health issues stemming from a difficult family situation or domestic abuse. Correct. That's what I mean by lost souls. They're also more likely to be neurodiverse and have a comorbid autism spectrum disorder. have trouble relating to others.
Nothing that surprises us at all.
Cass's study reveals that gender-affirming medical interventions would not remedy any of these psychological issues. No, in fact, it probably, this is not the studies, Joey talking, probably makes it worse.
Makes it worse.
Effectively using such interventions would mean turning a blind eye to the real underlying psychological distress with which gender-confused children often struggle. Cass's groundbreaking report reveals that mental health therapy is the best approach for gender dysphoric children, rather than rushing to put them on hormones or puberty blockers or performing mutilating and irreversible surgeries. A report also warns that if children are permitted to make choices to physically and socially conform with their gender of choice, rather than receiving the necessary treatment for their underlying mental health issues, they will experience significant negative psychological repercussions. Securing medical gender-affirming care creates the negative psychological repercussions gender identitarians warn us about, and the failure to receive it does not. At last, the narrative about adolescent gender dysphoria started to crumble, and in fact, there's a Dutch study of 2,700 children revealed that a significant majority of gender-confused children grow out of that feeling by the time they're fully grown adults. This newly published research tracked adolescents for over 15 years. 2,700 kids over 15 years, wow. And found that gender confusion in children drastically decreased over time, supporting the argument that when children believe they are transgender, it is often nothing more than a passing sensation, not an indisputable fact. Both Cass's study and the recent Dutch study argue against transitioning kids who report gender dysphoria. Together, they advise for holistic treatment of these adolescents, treatment which addresses the complex psychological reasons a child may think he or she was born in the wrong body. Yep. Are we surprised about this?
Nope.
Thank God you have actual folks in the academy trying to push back. Because I think that is, it's harrowing. I can't imagine being a parent and your kid... coming to you saying I start You're presenting right. in that way.
I cannot imagine.
And it's one thing if it's like persistent from a young age.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of her name. She wrote a book on this whole thing. Forgetting her name. But the point is that gender dysphoria for the longest time seemed to present in young boys at a very early age, and it was persistent. Even as they got older, they still felt like they were in the wrong body. But the latest, like, boom is in young women who all of a sudden it's happening. So it's a sad time, and so many of the things in the news, just reading that makes me sad.
You want a good story? Nah, I'll tell you later.
Oh, come on.
I just read a few minutes ago, 85-year-old woman, somebody broke into her house, a 39-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
And her and her disabled son were living in the home. He was able to, perpetrator was able to handcuff the 85-year-old woman to a chair and start rambling throughout the house as he threatened to kill her. Well, while he was in one room of the house, she went, with the chair still attached to her, to her bedroom, got her .357, came back and shot him dead.
That's what a .357 will do.
Yes, it will.
And it doesn't really take more than one.
85-year-old woman.
That's amazing.
Handcuffed to a chair.
Wow.
And she never told him about her disabled son being there because she knew that would cause another issue. That's one smart cookie right there.
Well, that does make me happy.
That made me very happy.
What a
happy.
Woman.
Right. 85 years old, handcuffed to a chair, drug the chair down the hallway to get her pistol under her pillow. Yeah. That was good.
Hey, we should hit a break. Okay. But first, this part of the program brought to you again by Dillon Rings. Josh and Leslie Ryder there at Dillon Rings. And as we were talking earlier, they can get you a fresh appraisal. In fact, if your jewelry hasn't been appraised in 5 years or more, like you once had it appraised, maybe 10 years ago, you need to get it reappraised.
Definitely. The value has changed,
inflation.
Yep.
And when you look at inflation, especially over the last few years, that jewelry is probably worth a lot more. And of course, they're at Dillon Rings. They are a full service jewelry shop. So if you need a repair, Josh Ryder's the guy that other jewelers in town use.
Mm-hmm.
He's just that good.
Yes,
they can even do watch repairs.
Yep.
Or maybe a spa treatment.
Yeah.
to clean up that jewelry, or maybe you want to reset a stone or reimagine a piece of jewelry you already have. That's maybe right. It's celebrating, say, a 25th wedding anniversary, something like that, and you want to, you know, update your wedding band, something along those lines.
How old
lines.
Are you going to be when that happens?
I don't know.
Just checking.
I'm going to live forever. Like that guy drinks his son's blood, or no, he got a plasma infusion. Sorry, I didn't mean to play into the QAnon. Anyway, they're at Dylan Rings. They can do it all. And, of course, they have an amazing selection of jewelry.
Yeah,
from high-end pieces to that everyday jewelry. It doesn't break your heart if it breaks, and it's not going to break the bank, but it still looks great. So, stuff you wear, like going to the beach or going camping or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, check them out today. That's, again, Dylan Rings. You can always go to DylanRings.com or just look them up on the Book of Faces or Instagram. But I really encourage you to stop by 119 Brown Springs Road, right here in Montgomery, just off of Atlanta Highway. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie that Joey and Eddie from the radio send you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hi, I'm Brian McMahon with Turf Stalkers. Within a few months of advertising with Blue Water, our customer base doubled. If you're looking for similar results, we highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some brighter days ahead. A great weekend forecast. Today, a transitional day, windy at times, cooler, while the high near 70. Clouds will dominate most of the time through tonight. Low tonight down to about 50. Tomorrow, Friday, nice start to a great weekend. Lots of sunshine. High 71. We'll be teasing 80 degrees Saturday, near 83 Sunday with more sunshine. Beautiful weekend. Mid-80s are back on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Story that I was checking out yesterday. This is from Barry Weiss and her new publication, The Free Press.
Okay.
And this is a short video to give you the long and short of it, but it's an NPR whistleblower.
Mm-hmm. Saw this.
Listening together.
Do you see NPR and its shift to the left as sort of singular to that organization or of a piece with a much broader trend that's happening inside legacy media institutions?
It's much broader within legacy media organizations. I think it's very commonplace. For me, what's different about NPR is we are a public service institution. We have a public mission, and we have a show called All Things Considered. We have a fellowship called the Reflect America Fellowship. So I think we have a particular obligation to reflect America, to understand people from all different outlooks, to bring up things that might be uncomfortable for our progressive audience members, to be a little more daring, to take a little more chance, to be more curious about things that don't fit the narrative. So I think at NPR, it was a particular problem because we're a public institution. And you know, for years, I think a lot of people felt NPR was like a national trust.
That's the voice you just heard. His name is Uri Berliner.
Mm-hmm.
And he, for the longest time there, was what? The senior business editor for NPR.
Yeah, I've watched NPR or listened to NPR most of my whole life. Being a military family, NPR was the one thing that you could kind of taste of America. Wherever we went, we could find it. But I always thought it as simply it is the Democrats' communication. I mean, it's 100%. It's always been that way. I think. And because it's such a big government organization, it needs to be burned to the ground because they do not serve any purpose for the average American people anymore.
Well, and he actually penned a pretty long op-ed for the Free Press. Let me share a little bit of it here, Eddie. This is from the guy you just heard, folks, Uri Berliner. You know the stereotype of the NPR listener, an EV driving, Wordle playing, tote bag carrying coastal elite. It doesn't precisely describe me, but it's not far off. I'm Sarah Lawrence, educated, was raised by a lesbian peace activist mother. I drive a Subaru, and Spotify says my listening habits are most similar to people in Berkeley. I fit the NPR mold. I'll cop to that.
Yep.
So when I got a job here 25 years ago, I never looked back. As a senior editor on the business desk, where news is always breaking, we've covered upheavals in the workplace, supermarket prices, social media, and AI. It's true, NPR has always had a more liberal bent, but during most of my tenure here, an open-minded, curious culture prevailed. We were nerdy, but not knee-jerk activist or scolding. In recent years, Yeah, how would you describe Click and Clack? How did they fit in there on NPR?
Honestly, I loved Click and Clack. Probably a big reason I listened.
Good. Those brothers are good.
They were, but they were. They had their moments where they were typical NPR people.
Right. Well, they're from Boston.
Right. Yeah. Right. And not in a bad way either. Not in a bad way at all.
In recent years, however, that has changed. Today, those who listen to NPR or read its coverage online find something different. The distilled worldview of a very small segment of the U.S. population. If you are conservative, you will read this and say, duh, it's always been this way. But it hasn't. For decades, since the founding in 1970, a wide swath of America tuned into NPR for reliable journalism and gorgeous audio pieces with birds singing in the Amazon. Millions came to us for conversations that exposed us to voices around the country and the world radically different from our own. Engaging precisely because they were unguarded and unpredictable. No image generated more pride within NPR than the farmer listening to Morning Edition from his or her tractor at sunrise. Back in 2011, although NPR's audience tilted a bit to the left, it still bore a resemblance to America at large. 26% of listeners described themselves as conservative, 23% as middle of the road, and 37% as liberal. By 2023, the picture is completely different. Only 11% describe themselves as very or somewhat conservative, 21% as middle of the road, and 67% of listeners said they were very or somewhat liberal. We weren't just losing conservatives, we were also losing moderates and traditional liberals. An open-minded spirit no longer exists within NPR, and now, predictably, we don't have an audience that reflects America. That wouldn't be a problem for an openly polemical news outlet serving a niche audience. There's a role for that.
Mm-hmm.
But for NPR, which purports to consider all things, it's devastating, both for its journalism and its business model. And you got to wonder, you know, we often talk about the elite in this country and how they're failing everyday Americans. So what would you want out of an elite? Or maybe you wanted to be the elite. Maybe you wanted to run everything, right, Eddie?
Mm.
No, neither of us, I think, right. Fit that mold. We just want folks, leave us alone, or that's classically kind of middle class, right. American middle class. But say you did want to, you wanted a good ruling elite, or you wanted to become the ruling elite. Well, how would you do it? Well, you have to be always right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be damn talented, compelling, and you need to be correct. To where even folks who disagree with you say, daggummit, I hate their guts, but they're
always right.
And they're always on top of stories I never even thought of, and yada, yada, yada. And that's what's amazing is what's happened to not only media outlets like NPR, the New York Times, or the Washington Post, which still, by the way, folks, hold that prestige level, but it's...
I don't know. It's going down,
but
right?
It's fading slowly.
I don't know how they still hold it.
Well, some of that is the legacy of having all these contacts in government.
Yeah.
So if you can actually get the scoop from the CIA or whatever, from whomever, in top levels of the government, and you're not punished, they're not punished, this is just the government almost putting out a memo to the public through a reporter, say, at the Times, that still is going to give you a little bit of extra prestige and a leg up on, say, any competitor that comes in. But you're starting to see the prestige wane a bit. Fall off a bit. And it's not just these newspapers. It's places like Harvard or the Ivy League in general. There are a lot of universities. People go, oh, yeah, great. You went to there. Yeah,
but like, is that it? Or we put them on a shelf for so long, and now just 15, 20, 30 years ago, we didn't know what was behind that. You know, somebody went to Harvard.
Well, you would think great. High IQ.
Right. But, but now, with the media everywhere and 24/7 news and everything, suddenly someone that went to Harvard, that's maybe not the most impressive thing anymore.
Or you know for a fact those folks are against me.
Yeah. Or they went to Harvard and, you know, they came away adapting, I guess you would say, to certain rules that we down here don't go by.
Right.
They got a little bit more snooty. You know, and now that people are aware of that, I always thought Harvard is just some great learning institution. I don't think of that anymore. Harvard and those big schools, I still think they're a learning institution, but I don't have the same respect for them as I used to because of what they're putting out and the mindset of people that have coming out of those schools. It lost a lot of their shine.
Right. And it's across the board with our elite institutions. Yeah. And it's not just the guy who has always been, since the 70s, saying these damn liberals, these pointy-head liberals, mm-hmm. you know, masters of the universe.
Right, right.
That's always existed. We've brought a lot of those folks up to D.C. here from Alabama. But then those guys are playing a sly game. They'll call out all the pointy-head liberals, and then they set up all the military
right.
bases here and get all that federal money, baby.
There you go.
Anyway. Yeah, that's a long legacy with this damn state. That gun, man. But you're starting to see folks that are kind of middle of the road go, yeah, this seems stilted. And to have this guy who was there for 25 years mm-hmm. at NPR, and now some folks are
going
to poo-poo it as like, oh, he's an old man. He's out of touch. They did that to other folks at the Times who tried to call out mm-hmm. the New York Times. What are y'all doing? So I don't think he's long for this world, but the beautiful thing is there are now outlets like the Free Press, which is more, I would say, classically liberal. Barry Weiss, a former Times writer. Mm-hmm. Or it's going to go to, you know, the podcasting world. There is this new space, and you're talking millions and millions of ears and eyes on these new spaces. And it's what RFK Jr. is banking on. It's what, I think, propelled Trump the first time. In fact, it's probably what propelled Barack Obama in 08.
Mm-hmm.
So it's changing the game. Oh, in a large way. And, well, let's see how they adapt, if they can figure out how to adapt. This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And they're at Pest Pro, Ashley and that fantastic team of hers, ready to help you out. Now, this time of year, you need to be paying attention to two particular pest control problems.
All right, what we got?
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, man.
Or termites.
There you go.
Now, mosquitoes can be annoying. Termites can, like, destroy your home.
They can wreak havoc.
And you don't want to wake up to a termite swarm.
No.
It's like Halloween's come early this year. Freaky stuff.
Right.
And you just had your yard near the lake.
Yeah, we had the mosquito treatment done.
Yeah.
And with all the rain that we've had since we had it done, I have not seen any increase in mosquitoes. We don't get bit anymore. None of our customers have complained at all about mosquitoes. And honestly, who wants to have a backyard and you got to sit there, like you said, spray yourself down, light the torches? Who wants all that?
Right.
I just want to enjoy my backyard.
Or it could be you got a lot of property and you've got a huge fire ant
nest
developed.
Yeah.
Or maybe one of those wasp nests that's just, it's one thing where it's one or two or three, but when you're talking about a huge network
of
wasps.
Yeah, out of control.
Yeah, you got to call in the pros. And they're at Pest Pro Services. They're ready to help you out. I encourage you to make them your everyday pest control company. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990, or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces today. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services, and be sure to tell Ashley and that great team that Joey and Eddie sent you. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Not a racist.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my whole his proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So, Eddie, that got out over the commercials. What were you saying about Filipinos?
I was going down the YouTube rabbit holes. The Filipino community,
mm-hmm.
they have a better replication of American music, being able to sing it karaoke style and play it than anybody I've ever seen before. I mean, just, I went down the rabbit hole the last couple of days. It's just amazing to me. They sing.
Maybe it's the fact they just have a karaoke scene.
Well, I mean, they can sound more country than anybody I've ever heard if they do a Garth Brooks, but they can also do a Pavarotti. They can also do a Mariah. I mean, they're just, to me, it's just been amazing.
When's the last time you listened to Pavarotti?
One of those commercials where they're selling this crap. Well, you never seen those?
Could you call Ray Bowles for me?
I can.
Let's go to Randall first. So, hey, Randall, how you doing?
Hey, man. Hey, since you got that all going on, I mean, to be real quick, like, if you look up Alicia Keys, where she sung at the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
Somebody recorded it on their phone, and they
AI corrected it.
Yeah, so you can go look at that and see how that that came from your boy Pate, Nate, or whatever his name is. And then a plasma, man. You ain't gonna believe this, but you talk to plasma. I'm sorry. What you told me yesterday. All right, go back. Who's sorry? All right, Bird. Go from one extreme to the other, so you have to learn both lies and trace it back to the truth. General Bird is you can go out there and search it. He says, what he says in his interview on YouTube, pretty much says they have flipped the North and South Pole. All right, how he talks, it sounds like that. So, but they also got videos of people who used the World's Fair plans that look like they flipped the world map. They took it to an extreme. Somewhere, there is a truth in that. That General Byrd, I mean, I'm a year and a half from talking about this, but that General Byrd ain't lie out of his mouth what he was saying in the 50s. And that's the history. I mean, and then Trump knows that the Garden of Eden is under Greenland. That's why he tries to buy it. And the reason I think it's been flipped, they can do that with radio, with megahertz. We've been talking about, you know, different stuff. This is way too early. But I want to say they changed history so easy. And I wasn't ready to start articulating this because people ain't quite ready for it. But the North and South Pole, you'll see General Byrd. You start reading that and watch the words come out of his mouth.
So I can pick that up on my compass?
They can swap it with a magnetic field.
Compass, I'll get a magnet.
Don't thank the compass. That's why I told Allison yesterday, make sure you get their new compass and point to their due north when you use the electric, the blanket with the negative, like you're standing in the grass barefooted. You got one of the sheets that you plug in that pulls a negative charge while you sleep, but you need to be pointing due north. Because our bodies are electrical beings, and it does. That's why a baby turns in the crib. That's why a lot of them don't sleep good at night. People don't think about
it. Is that why dogs sit there and, like, turn? And
we are programmed to do that. And
Randall, you're breaking up a little bit, but I got to go to Ray Bowles here before I run out of time.
Yes, sir, bro.
Hey, Randall.
Plasma keeps us young.
That's it. Thank you, man. Let's go to Ray Bowles for Bradville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
What's up, Ray?
Hey. Randall, I'm sitting here with your good buddy Steve going over some plans. He said hello. And I think it's your time to buy him lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely your time to buy him lunch, Randall. But hey, that's something we don't talk about. When you're building a home,
yeah.
If you'll come in right off the bat, I mean, as soon as you get your plan, bring me the plan. It could be a year before we're doing the floors. But let's go ahead and sit down and get an idea of what you want where, how you want to design, get the budget in mind. Because your flooring is a huge part of what you're building. It might be that on the floor, but it's a huge, huge part of this whole design. And we're more than happy we don't charge you to do this. We'll sit down and spend an hour with you, go over everything and get a game plan in your mind. And usually by the time you're ready for us, everything's changed anyway. But at least you got your mind wrapped around it.
There you go. Well, that can be very huge in trying to set up a house. So the number's still the same?
It is. 285-8117. Call us today. We'll come out and give you that free measurement just as quick.
And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on the radio with Joey and Eddie.
And hey, Randall, if you're in Prattville, you can take me to lunch.
Good luck with that.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You hey, too. Buddy.
Well, did we learn anything today? Oh, yeah. O.J. Simpson died today.
76,
yeah. We learned that Trump loves Chick-fil-A. I need 30 milkshakes and some chicken.
He's buying it for the crew.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
And I don't know if you know, I guess you saw, where the cashier was filming him the whole time and telling him how much she loved him as a
president. Oh, sure, man.
Yeah.
No, and we didn't have time. CNN did a whole sit-down, you know, these focus groups with black voters.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the quotes are, we have no trust in Joe Biden. If he doesn't get elected, that is his fault.
How could you elect Joe Biden right now? I mean, if you got fooled one time, I get you.
Because Trump is that bad, Eddie.
No, he's not.
Right.
And then you got the RFK guy.
Before everybody gets upset, who's going to win the great state of Alabama for the presidency?
Oh, well, that would be Donald John Trump. Yeah, 100%. I think that's... Unless Joey runs.
No, no.
You can ride in Joey.
No, they'll kill me. Y'all stay tuned. Happy Hour with Greg Beadle. He's next.